It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Kentucky Derby Festival in full swing, socially distant, a little different this year. One of those official events is the AT&T Morning Line, and we are so proud to be a part of that again this year. And it's brought to you by our friends at Colton Steakhouse and Grill.
And this morning, we're talking to Cleo Battle, Chief Operating Officer of Louisville Tourism. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Tricia. Glad to be here with you all this morning.
We are glad that you could call us and do this virtually with us. Now, the Derby this year obviously is different, but there are still so many things to do in Louisville as far as tourism.
Yeah, and I will first start with Louisville's lucky. You know, it's a week to have some luck. But we're lucky, we're appreciative to be able to keep the 146-year-old tradition alive, the longest-running sporting event in America, you know, where a lot of cities have had to cancel their event. We are glad that we only postpone, and so we're excited to have it. And, you know, the spirit, while 2020 has been different for all of us, that Derby spirit is alive and well in Louisville, and I know throughout the state of Kentucky, and the culture and the long history. So, yes, all that is good. Our museums and attractions are open. You know, I think we've got 85-90% of our museums and attractions are open, and you've got to, you know, call ahead and check their hours, but they are open and welcoming guests.
And restaurants, there are some new restaurants even that people can go and enjoy.
Yeah, you know, working for Louisville Tourism, I usually try not to talk about a specific restaurant, but I will tell you, I was just at Swizzle, which is the new restaurant at the Golf House on the 25th floor. There last week for dinner, and what a great experience. And if you don't know, the Golf House has been under major renovation, and they're just about all complete, and the hotel is open. But this experience at Swizzle was fantastic. Great views of the city, had a great steak. So if you're in town looking for a new spot, go over and try Swizzle and enjoy the atmosphere over there.
Can you tell us also about the Urban Bourbon Trail?
Sure. You know, for those of that may not be familiar, the Urban Bourbon Trail has roughly about 30 members. Each of the members have a minimum of 50 bourbons at their location. And you get stamps and a passport book that you get at our visitor center. And once you get enough stamps, you come in and get some goodies from our visitor center and Louisville Tourism. So that's, you know, so the Urban Bourbon Trail is up and going, as well as our distilleries. You know, I always tell folks, you know, if you've been out to California to the wineries, you know, you got to drive back and forth between the wineries. Louisville, park your car downtown, walk to Evan Williams, walk to Peerless, walk to Old Forester, walk to Evan Williams. They're all within walking distance, so it's a great experience. So between the distilleries and the Urban Bourbon Trail, lots to do in downtown.
Well, that makes it easy with it all being so close together, too.
That's right. That's right.
Now,
it's
is there a website that people can go to find out more about what all is available in Louisville?
Absolutely. And what else would the website be called but gotolouisville.com?
How appropriate.
gotolouisville.com.
All right. Even though we can't gather together this weekend for the Derby, you can still get out and tour Louisville, do it safely, do it with your family, and enjoy the Derby. What are you going to be doing for the Derby this weekend?
I am going to get dressed up, and I'm going to watch the Derby and enjoy some bourbon.
Nice.
You know, that's let's enjoy this spirit. The spirit, as I talked about earlier, there's still a Derby spirit in town, and you know, I know it's all been different for us, but this is a great time for us to just enjoy and just forget about 2020 for just a little while and get our Derby spirit on. And as we say here in Louisville, happy Derby to all of your listeners throughout the state.
All right, Cleo Battle, Chief Operating Officer of Louisville Tourism. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thanks, Tricia. Brian, hope you all are well.
Thank you. You too. We are Quixie 98.3.
Okay.